I'm on my way to the Caribbean for a week of scuba diving. Every breath that I take underwater is due to Jacques Cousteau. You probably think of him as just a television showman of sorts, yet he was a real innovator in the technology of underwater exploration. At night, Jacques Cousteau had dreams of flying, using his arms as wings. In his waking hours, the closest he could get to this was swimming underwater. Wanting to fly even deeper, he first used a long air tube from the surface. But this tube offered as much peril as opportunity. One day, while diving off the coast of France, Cousteau felt the air pipe break. Luckily, he closed his windpipe and shut off all the air from the surface. If he'd taken a breath, he would have burst his lungs. As Cousteau descended, the pressure on his body increased. For example, at 33 feet, his lungs felt twice as much pressure around them as they did at the surface. To prevent his lungs from collapsing, he had pressurized air sent through the surface pipe. When it broke, it filled with unpressurized air, and a single breath could cause his lungs to implode. To wean himself from this danger, Cousteau dreamed of what he called a self-contained compressed air lung, or in his more evocative phrase, an aqualung. He wanted to strap a compressed air cylinder to his back and have a mouthpiece that delivered air whenever he needed it. Cousteau knew of the demand system used to supply oxygen through the masts of high-altitude pilots. Their air supply flowed only when they took a breath. So he headed to Paris to find someone to invent such a device. By luck, he ran into Emile Gonon, an expert on industrial gas equipment. As Cousteau outlined his idea, Emile interrupted and said, "Something like this?" Handing Cousteau a small device, he explained, "It's a demand valve I've been working on to feed cooking gas automatically into the motors of automobiles." At the time, there was no gas for cars, and all sorts of projects were underway for using fumes from burning charcoal and natural gas. Gonon modified his valve for Cousteau, then in June of 1943 sent him a prototype. Cousteau went to a railway station on the French Riviera and got the wooden case expressed from Paris. No child, Cousteau later said, ever opened a Christmas present with more excitement than ours when we unpacked the first aqualung. He added, if it worked, diving would be revolutionized. Indeed, it was. With his new device, he was free to fly underwater. He experimented with loops, somersaults, and barrel rolls. He stood upside down on one finger and burst out laughing. I knew exactly the freedom he felt. I'll soon be doing my own underwater somersaults and barrel rolls in the Caribbean.